Good morning, Guy. Thank you for talking to us. What do you think was the most significant recommendation of the Commission?
Well, there's a question. Look, I think there's a lot of important ones. I think safety hubs are going to be a really important step forward. There's evidence sort of internationally that that works as an approach to creating greater safety and access to services for victims. And I would hope that it also means better, I suppose, access to services for those men using family violence as well. Mm. So they can actually, either by encouragement or by their own motivation, do something about their behaviour.
Yeah, the report made the recommendation that these programs to rehabilitate offenders be reviewed. Do you think there's enough focus on that kind of these kind of prevention programs in New South Wales?
I don't think there's enough focus anywhere. The reality is we will always have family violence victims until we stop the people who use family violence using it. And predominantly that's men, and they have managed through, I suppose, for a whole range of historical reasons, to not be front and centre in the process of dealing with family violence. I think they need to be seen as the perpetrators for the crimes they're committing, but particularly around things like child protection. Men are not held accountable for the impacts of their violence around their children, and often we find that it's women who end up being made responsible for his use of violence.
So what kind of things do you think should be done to improve this response?
Look, I think a greater awareness of what drives perpetrators of family violence, some social change around how we raise our boys and young men, some issues around probably the way we actually manage what we do with them. I think we've started to see a change in family violence being taken seriously by police across the country and across various states. And I think as that progresses and as they get their head around that as part of their everyday work, then more attention will be paid to the people who are perpetrators of family violence as opposed to servicing victims.
Do you think a Royal Commission in New South Wales would be useful to help implement these changes, or has there just been enough talk at this point?
Look, I think Royal Commissions are sometimes useful. I think they cost a lot of money, and that money can often be spent better in other ways. I think that when you are looking at whole of system change, whole of response change, it does require a concentrated focus, and I think possibly one that isn't down to the whims of the ruling party of the day, or you know, requiring crossbench deals and things like that. So my honest view is that probably some sort of national standards need to exist around this, rather than each state having their own variations to the same theme. Because I think what that means is that when a man who uses family violence or a woman who is the victim of family violence and the children that are attached to her, if they leave a state or move state for their own safety, we need to have consistent responses across state borders, just like we need to have consistent responses across state borders to the men who are using violence.
Mm. So there were recommendations for crisis accommodation as well, with the suggestion that women be assisted to stay at home and abusers be moved out instead. What do you think of that one?
Look, I think that's what's happening in Victoria already, and I think it's appropriate. I think the one unexpected outcome of removing men from their home when they are violent has been that we have a lot of men who are now homeless and who are also been known to have used violence at least on one occasion. And it's very hard to make good decisions and good choices when you're sleeping in your car or at a mate's couch. So I think we need to structure that process in a way that is supporting him to make the best choices he can. At the end of the day, violence is a choice, and if we can help him make better choices in that immediate period, but also in the longer term, then that's going to increase everybody's safety.
Mm. So what kind of impact do you think the commission will actually have on a national level? Do you think the state and federal politicians are going to sit up and take notice now?
Look, I think one of the outcomes I'm hoping is that the current situation in Victoria can be looked at again and compared to the recommendations, and that hopefully other states will do a bit of the same, be a bit reflective about, well, these are our, this is what we're doing at the moment. Some of it might be better than Victoria, some of it might not be as good. But this is what people who have done quite a bit of work, received an awful lot of information and listened to an awful lot of information from, I suppose, key stakeholders. And these are the outcomes and the things that they're recommending. And that maybe we can look to piggyback on those findings and implement the things that we feel are appropriate. So to me, I don't think it's a perfect solution. I don't think anything ever is ultimately. But I think a lot of work has gone in and a lot of, I suppose, goodwill has gone in from the agencies who have fed information to this process, and that I think that could be useful for other states as well as Victoria.
Thank you very much for talking to us today, Guy.